Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Throwing taken quickly. Here comes Bailey. Bailey now. Nice turn there. Over on the right side of the penalty area. Cross comes in. And well defended by Kirby. But that clearance isn't completed. Here's Fields. Fields out to the left-hand side to Chambers. Chambers lined up a shot. No, it's across to the back post. And in off the post there is Bailey. To the back post the ball went. And Bailey was there. She nearly took it wide, Paul, but it hit the inside of the post and in it goes. And FC United, on just over 6 minutes played, take the lead here. A windswept Broadhurst Park 3G.
It's the perfect start for the women. They've been probing early from the beginning, and it does look like West Kirby are going to struggle to clear the lines in these conditions.
It's going from the Lightbound Road to the St Mary's Road, so it's FC United are actually playing against the wind in this first half. It's going to be Mavis to take midway inside Kirby's half. Throwing taken. Fields, great skill there from FC's number 6, and then plays the ball just behind Carrington, but Carrington's got loads of time, and then brings the ball over the halfway line down that left hand side, then plays the ball long. And is everyone onside? Yes, Beth Hayes is onside, lobs the keeper, and just like that, FC United make it 2-0. That was delightful from the ball from Fields to Abby Carrington. Nice ball over the top. Beth Hayes with a wonderfully timed run. 14 minutes on the clock, it's 2-0, Paul.
When you play an offside, you've got to play it in unison, haven't you? And if one player doesn't, then you leave yourself an enormous hole in the middle. And Beth Hayes, very calm and collected there, the way she put it over the top and in.
It was a great lob, wasn't it? The ball is moving around like nobody's business on this 3G this afternoon. It is literally like they're playing with a 10p flyaway from the local paper shop. Takes you back, doesn't it?
What you mean, to having mean parents?
Not when we were flyaway, Paul. It did the job. Nice through ball there from Smith. Bailey's onside. Bailey rounds the goalkeeper and then slots it into the bottom corner. And FC United on 15 minutes make it 3-0. And early days in the game, Paul, but that's pretty much it, isn't it?
I think there's
a long road back.
There's some rather static defending there, to be honest. But Bailey took the player on, went past, and once she was in full gear, there was nothing going to stop her.
Good press, though, from Kirby whenever Patient or Davis have the ball. But there's always an outlet for a pass for FC United's defenders. And in this occasion, it's Mava. Mava plays the ball down the line for Bailey. And there could be a quick attack here from FC United if they can find the right ball. Bailey, though, pass towards Mava is cut out well by Sampson. And again, Kirby trying to play the way out here, which isn't advisable, in all honesty. And here's Fields to Smith. Smith finds a through ball there to Bailey. Bailey's onside towards the back post. They're queuing up here. And that is Hayes to make it 4-0. 25 minutes played here at Broadhurst Park. And it's simple, really, Paul, isn't it? But they're making it look simple.
They're making it look simple because of the pace on the flanks. They're just ripping them apart down the flanks. And in that instance, they were queuing up in the penalty area for the cutback, and Beth Hayes said, "Thank you very much, nobody nearby."
Well, two goals for Beth Hayes. So we've had 38 minutes played, and the score remains 4-0. Throw into Kirby. Fields cuts it out. Here's Smith. Smith back to Fields. Fields there, nice ball over to the left-hand side to find Mava. Mava takes a touch and then puts on her right foot, plays it to the edge of the box where Cara Fields is. Fields lays the ball off here to Samantha Ball, but she can't quite swing a foot at it. Instead, she plays the ball out to the right-hand side to Chambers. Chambers now on her left, surely lining up a shot. It deflects. It's still not been cleared. Here's Bailey. Still not been cleared by Kirby. Eventually it is. Cara Fields brings the ball down midway inside Kirby's half. Out to the left now to Carrington. line. Carrington now from the left plays the ball towards the edge of the penalty area. It's cleared only as far as Ball. Ball fouled. This is interesting. I think Samantha Ball, is she going to take this quickly? Good defending though from Kirby. In fact, they do take it quickly. Kirby are asleep. Chambers is onside. Chambers surely. There you go. Blasts it into the roof of the net. 39 minutes played. Clever thinking there from Samantha Ball. But it's a free kick to West Kirby. It's about 2 yards outside the penalty area. It's in the D. It is a free kick to West Kirby. We're into the 45th minute here.
It's a great shooting position.
Yeah, it really is. And the shot comes in. And, oh, well, there's your goal from Lindsay Roger. And, well, she just dinked it there to the right-hand side of Chloe Ainsworth, who was scampering over to try and keep it out. And she couldn't get to it in time. And right on half-time, there's just a glimmer of light here for West Kirby. Well, FC United now underway here. FC attacking St Mary's Road in this second half. Kirby on the ball here with the goal scorer, Roger. Towards the halfway line, long ball played over the top. Ainsworth, good shout there, tells Field to leave it, and Field does. And Ainsworth plays the ball to Carrington. Field back to Carrington. Carrington now to Chambers. Chambers over the halfway line with the ball, looking to make an immediate impact in this second half. Chambers still with the ball. Still with the ball. To this left-hand side, cross comes in. The wind's going to catch that surely and towards the back post. In it goes. Vicious, vicious cross that for the goalkeeper to deal with. It leaves Chambers' foot looking like it's going to be a cross. The goalkeeper acts like it's going to be a cross. Then the wind took it. And right on 46 minutes, first attack of the second half, FC United make it 6-1. Chambers this time. And dare I say it, Paul, she didn't mean that.
I don't think it was meant, but when you allow a player like Kirsty Chambers to run something like 40 yards with the ball and get closer and closer to the byline, and then she's got a chance to whip in across with the uncertainty of the wind, then it was almost scripted, wasn't it?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.